Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour solar flare fiesta. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Michigan to Mississippi, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
But they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How is everybody doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Big show coming up for you this morning. Very excited. Coming up here on the program, last week we were scheduled to have him on the show. He had to reschedule to this week. New York Times best-selling author Jeff Perlman. He'll drop on by in hour number two. He wrote the book, Football for a Buck, about the USFL's incredible story. We had Jeff on a couple of months ago to talk about that book, and with the ups and downs of the first 2 weeks of the Alliance, we figured it would be perfect to get his perspective on spring football and what he's seeing from a brand new league. So Jeff is going to join us about an hour and a half from now. Speaking of the Alliance, I have perhaps a story today that describes the greatest sports promotion ever. If you like value and you like football, this might be, in my estimation, the greatest promotion I have ever heard for season ticket holders. We'll do that coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. The Rams, were they lying about Todd Gurley this entire time? C.J. Anderson suggests so. P.J. Fleck catches some friendly fire from a former Minnesota Gophers head coach. Zion and Duke taking on North Carolina, two top 10 teams tonight at Cameron. Indoor tickets are insane. We will discuss the draw of Zion both this year and next in the NBA coming up later on in the show. And the Manny Machado signing and what it means for collusion and the calls of collusion in Major League Baseball. All of that coming up this morning on the show. As always, you can hit me up on the phones on any of those topics or anything else at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, you can get at me, DA on CBS. And a reminder, you can watch the show on any device. Just simply go to watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. So let's start with Manny Machado. After months upon months upon months of speculation, waiting, discussing, analyzing, Machado finally signs one of the two most elite free agents in recent baseball memory, takes until spring training was already open to finally put ink to paper, but signs a 10-year, $300 million deal with the San Diego Padres. This ends up being the biggest deal ever for a hitter in Major League Baseball, getting $30 million per. Giancarlo Stanton got $325 million, but that was spread out over 13 years. This is $300 for 10. So Machado makes a cool $30 million a year for the next decade. That's all guaranteed money. I would also say for Manny Machado, not only do you get 10-year security and $30 million per, so you are banking before taxes $300 million, no matter what ends up happening, you also get a five-year out. The Padres allowed Machado to have a five-year out clause. So if after 5 years he's not happy, he can go elsewhere and trigger that and leave. So for Machado, does it make sense? Yeah. I say yeah, because I think Manny Machado wanted to be a member of the New York Yankees. I think Machado wanted to be a Bronx Bomber. And I think Machado and his representation was waiting, hoping the Yankees finally got into the bidding, but that the Yankees never really were too keen on giving away another mega deal, mega contract, because they already have that Giancarlo contract and the Jacoby Ellsbury contract. So I think the Yankees were always in it if they could get Machado on short money, short years at their price. So they never drove up the bidding. So Machado waited, and he had a big deal from the White Sox. And he waited because I think he probably was hoping the Phillies would outbid the Padres and the White Sox. And I think the Phillies didn't end up outbidding them. And so Machado was forced into this decision. Do I go to a baseball backwater, not a winner, not a champion, not an impressive lineage, not a major market, a team that lost nearly 100 games last year? Do I go there and take the money, or do I eat my pride, do I swallow this, and do I take less money to go to a team that maybe I'm less inclined because they're not giving me the same guarantee and financial security? And I think when it came down to it, Machado's best two options were the White Sox and the Padres. And the White Sox aren't doing nothing. And so Machado and Bryce Harper, I think, were constantly waiting for the Yankees or the Cubs or the Dodgers to start jumping up the bidding. And it never happened. It never happened. Those big market, deep-pocketed teams weren't in this bidding this year for Harper or Machado. And so Machado was faced with taking a deal for a team maybe he didn't really want to go to. If you're the Padres, what you've decided here is, while Machado comes with baggage and you are paying Machado into his mid-30s, you've got the best farm system in baseball, arguably. And now you've got a cornerstone franchise guy. And if the farm system ends up hitting and all these guys come up at the same time and they all end up hitting, well, then you've got Machado and you've got Hosmer and you've got Will Myers and you've got all of these prospects, and now you could be a contender. But it's Manny Machado. And as great as his numbers are, can you convince yourself that Machado is going to be a focused, responsible, productive leader in your clubhouse? And that has always been the question. If Machado is your leader, are you already sunk? Will the Pods regret giving Machado this much cash? It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
Last year, there were some controversial things in the postseason and all that, but you know, he's a guy that has edge. And us guys from South Florida, we bring that edge. And, you know, we want to be better than everybody else out there. We want to win more than anybody else out there. So I think that's one of the most important things he's going to bring to this team.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That was Eric Hosmer talking about the signing. He signed a huge deal last year. And between Myers and Machado and Hosmer, The Padres are some of the biggest spenders in all of baseball. I find it a little funny that Eric Hosmer is talking about the quote-unquote edge that South Florida brings. I've never really heard that as a reference. Oh, yeah, you know, got to have all those South Florida guys on your baseball team. There's just so much edge there. Really? I never kind of picked that one up. I think for the Padres, this is where it makes sense. You've got money. You've got a farm system that's not taking up your payroll. You have been an afterthought for forever, and now you're a one-team market. The Chargers left. There's a lot of animosity and anger towards the Chargers leaving. The Padres have a chance, alongside the San Diego fleet of the Alliance, the Padres have a chance to own the market. The Padres have a chance to be the single entity in your market that becomes the hot thing, the beloved thing, the cornerstone of your city sports-wise. And the Padres, who have an absolutely incredible ballpark in Petco, now should have reasons for people to go out and watch. And so I think this is a business move for the Padres, timing-wise and financially. But I have a lot of reservations about making Manny Machado my highest paid player who's now expected to lead the way for young guys. I got a lot of problems with that. Machado's been a guy that has said, I hustle when I want to. Machado's been a guy that has clashed with managers. Machado has shown that he's played at times dirty, certainly at times questionable. Is that the guy you want who is now the face of your franchise for the next 10 years? Is that the guy? Because if he goes to a team where there's other veterans and winners and a culture of winning and expectations, perhaps Machado isn't relied upon to create the culture. Right now, Machado is the man. And he has not proven he is good in that role. For the Padres, you got a superstar to sign with you, even though you have been completely irrelevant for a long time. So in that way, it's a win. But this is a huge risk. This is a huge risk. And you could only imagine Machado clashing, playing when he wants, frustrating when they're losing, and not being a great role model for this unbelievable farm system in a couple of years. And suddenly we all look and say, boy, that contract doesn't look so good anymore. Yeah, it's a huge risk. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. There were the calls of collusion by the Players Association and the players throughout this offseason. How could Manny Machado and Bryce Harper not have big deals? How could they not be signed? How could they not have big money? And when you have a signing like this, it kind of spits in the face of that theory. Collusion? Machado just got $30 million a year for 10 years. Collusion? The Padres just coughed up all the money. Collusion? So it kind of blows up that theory. I think the difference is that now there's just fewer teams bidding at that height. There's fewer teams swimming in that pool. And so it takes longer for you to get your money. And that puts all these players on edge. And also the second and third tier guys are not making crazy cash. Mike Moustakas, 1 year, $10 million. You have that second tier of guy, Luis Severino, buys out his arbitration years at $10 million per. That second tier of guys isn't getting the crazy money, and that worries them. And the top tier guys, it takes longer for them to finally get the deal they want, because you've only got a handful of teams, oftentimes not the contenders, that have the money to spend. When we come back here on the show, I grew up, I cut my teeth with minor league sports. And when I am here to tell you, I love minor league promotions, I love minor league pricing, and I love our minor league sports in the U.S., I'm going to give you a story next which underscores why I love it. I think I have found the greatest promotion for any season ticket holder ever. It's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
Pardon me, my fault. I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I was just a little wet, a little drippy. But I'm here now.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
And I'm glad you are as well. Thanks for being with us on a fine Wednesday morning. The DA Show is available on your phone if you're outside your normal listening area. You can check us out listening to the radio.com app, CBS Sports app, or Apple Music, or watch the show on your phone as well at watchda.com. It's an Ask the Pros Day. So simply tweet at me your question at DA on CBS and be listening later on to the show and we'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I enjoy my friend Gary Parrish's show in Memphis at 92.9. Gary sometimes fills in for this show. You watch Gary on CBS Sports Network. And Gary was discussing the quote-unquote interest in Memphis around their Alliance team, the Express. Now, I say quote-unquote because his point was there's no interest around the Express. That is the team coached by Mike Singletary, quarterbacked by Christian Hackenberg, and rooted on by one Pete the Body Bilotti. They are 0-2 and probably the worst team in the AAF. Gary ended up going to the Express game this past weekend to see what the scene was. And he noted that while the crowd was sparse, to say the least, the ones that went there had an amazing time. The few that made this Express game, that went to the Express game, had a wonderful time, and it's a real party. Now, my first internship, my first foray into sports media was being an intern for minor league baseball teams. I was an intern running basically wires, cables, and lighting for the fan cam at Single A, the Hudson Valley Renegades. At that time, a Single A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. This was the late 90s. I was also a press box intern. Basically, my job was fetching either a hot dog or a hamburger or both for the play-by-play and color radio announcers for the New Jersey Cardinals, also Single A of the St. Louis Cardinals. I was the public address announcer at the independent league Newburgh Black Diamonds, which was a one-year affair, and that thing, I'm surprised I ever got paid. Because the stadium was falling down, the players weren't getting paid, it was a disaster. I worked in minor league soccer. I was the pregame and postgame host for the Rochester Raging Rhinos of the then A-League on radio. I was the pregame and postgame host of the Arena Football 2 team, the Florida Firecats. That's right. Back when there was the heyday, the salad days of the Arena League, there was a minor Arena League, the Arena Football 2, AFL 2, of which I did pre and post game. So my roots are in minor league sports and I love them dearly. I just think they're an amazing thing. I've done play by play for the short season Fort Myers Miracle, Single A of the Twins. I've been around it. I love it. And I'm not considering the AAF minor league because they're professionals, but there's a minor league aspect. There's a fringe sport aspect to it, so I love it. So I'm listening to a clip from Gary Parrish talk about the Alliance. My antenna goes up, and I'm like, ooh, let me listen to this. Let me hear how Memphis is adopting the Express. And what comes up is what I consider perhaps the greatest ticket promotion I have ever heard, and of course it happens in the Alliance. essentially a de facto minor league sporting event.
They got a $500 gift certificate to Sissy's Log Cabin.
All right.
The jewelry place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Sissy's Log Cabin.
And so basically they've at this point paid $150, mm-hmm. okay? And then there's five games, I believe.
Okay, stop
right?
this. Yes. Stop this. I've got to set this up better. Season ticket holders for the Memphis Express paid $650 for the season tickets, okay? So that's the price point. So now you hear, here's what you get for $650 for a season ticket over five games. Right at the top of your head, you're like, who would invest $650 into a Memphis Express season ticket? For $650, here's what you get.
They got a $500 gift certificate to Sissy's Log Cabin.
All right.
The jewelry place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Sissy's Log Cabin.
And so basically they've at this point paid $150, mm-hmm. okay? And then there's five games, I believe, right?
Yes.
And you get full service, all you can eat, all you can drink, delivered to your loge seating for $650. It was a menu. I took a picture of the menu, but it had a menu, lots of options, barbecue nachos, all kinds of food, beer, as much beer as you want brought to you.
All for $650?
As much food as you want brought to you, the $500 gift certificate, season tickets, all for $650.
It's like they're paying you.
It's like they are paying you. I cannot tell you.
That might be the best deal. Like, that might rival
now,
the...
I don't know if the Sissy's... That's what they told... I don't know if the Sissy's thing is still in play or whatever else. And mind you, it's not Robert Irwin Jewelers. Like,
of course
I understand
not.
That. But it's $500. And so it's a... an unbelievable deal.
Okay. Let's just break this down. You get five Memphis Express games for $650. Right off the top, you're getting a $500 gift card to a jewelry store. So now you're down to $150. For $150 over five games, that's $30 a game, you get your ticket in the loge and all you can eat, all you can drink. Let's just say the ticket is worthless. For $30, you're going out for all you can eat, all you can drink. For $30. Where else can you get all you can eat, all you can drink for $30? Plus, as Mraz pointed out pre-show, I didn't even think of this because he's the criminal mastermind. For the $500 gift certificate to a jewelry store, you have bought off your wife for another football season. You use the $500 and you buy a necklace or a bracelet or a ring, and you say, and football doesn't end for another 10 weeks. Sorry, honey, but now you've bought her off for the next 2.5 months, and so now you have freedom to go to another five football games, and it's $30 a game for all you can eat, all you can drink. Knowing the price of beer, Mraz, let's just say it's $6 a beer, and that's cheap. But let's say at a Memphis Express game, it's a $6 beer. All you have to do is drink five beers, and you've already made up the price without eating a thing, and you get all you can eat. And that's, again, as though the ticket is actually worthless.
This is such an unbelievable deal. Now, my assumption is maybe a beer sponsor cuts them a deal where it's, you know, inflation or whatever. It's not costing them that much. I only have two thoughts here. This immediately reminds me of Jackie Moon in the movie Semi-Pro trying to run, like, the free corn dog promotion or anything like that. And I wonder, though, if they're training the waitress because they say they'll bring the beers to you.
That's another thing. You get service to your seat. You don't have to leave the seat.
But I wonder if that's a mastermind plan by the Express to be like, hey, don't run them out to them as fast as possible. Maybe it's every 25 minutes and you get a faster pace to play football game where maybe they actually make it impossible to drink as many as six beers per game.
Well, seeing as though there's only about 1,500 people in the stands, if they can't get you a beer quicker than every 25 minutes, they're doing something terribly wrong.
Probably. I'm thinking, what? Otherwise, why is this financially feasible for the Express?
It can't be.
It doesn't make sense.
Bilotti, I know you're hundreds of miles away from Memphis, but you should really think about going to watch your beloved team. This ticket price is amazing.
It makes it worth the plane ticket.
That's right.
To go and
yes.
And
the hotel.
Yeah. Now the play on the field is hard.
Disgraceful.
It's horrible. So you have to overcome that.
But they sold this ticket package before they knew they were terrible.
It's a great ticket package. If you're in the Memphis area and you have nothing to do in February, you should go to this game.
Also, think about this. This is the worst weather you're going to have is now. It's only going to get warmer and nicer. And you'll get games in March and April. And Memphis, March and April is beautiful. Spring has sprung. It's going to be nice and warm, a nice warm breeze. Mraz, I don't know. I don't want to be prisoner of the moment. Is this the best ticket deal you've ever heard of?
For me, it is. And I could tell you this confidently. If we were doing this show out of Memphis, even if I was not a Memphis Express fan or maybe I had my doubts, if I heard that this was a promotion, there is not a question in my mind that I go right to that box office and say, I want to sit in a loge for all five games this year. Give me my sissies. Give me my beer. I'm all in.
Because I don't understand how this works. Because somebody pays $650, and so Sissy's, the jewelry company, gives you a $500 gift card. Okay, I assume that for Sissy's, they assume you'll come in and you'll pay more than $500. So jewelry at cost, I mean, I would assume you have to spend about $750 for them to at least make some type of profit on whatever you buy. But they're assuming that you're not just going to come in and buy exactly $499 worth of jewelry.
Oh, I would.
That you're going to spend something more than that. After that, it's only $150 for five games, all you can eat, all you can drink, and they're bringing it to you. Bogish, my mind exploded when I heard this.
We're definitely missing something. They can't be that generous. Like, there has to be, like Sean said, like the beer slow down, or like there's got to be something built in that they're kind of protecting themselves, or they actually did need $250 million as a league after 2 weeks.
Is this why
they're just giving things away?
Is this why they needed an influx of cash yesterday?
By accident.
Or it's the investment that they think by doing these deals, they'll get enough season ticket holders there that on TV, it'll look like more people are there. And then maybe it creates the, hey, this seems to be a happening place. And then more people buy tickets and they go.
Or you get in, you love it.
Yes.
And then there's no such deal next year.
Yes. You get them in the building for year number one. And then you hope that you've hooked them for year number two. But when I heard this, I said the math does not add up here. So for five different days throughout the spring, you're giving people at this stadium all you can eat, all you can drink for $30. And my guess is the people in Tennessee and around Memphis can eat and they can drink. And so if you're in Tennessee and you are a ticket holder for Memphis, because we have some Express fans that have tweeted at us the last couple of days after talking about how terrible Christian Hackentrash is, etc. I'd like to know if you have this deal, if there's a hook. Because if there's no hook, this is the greatest ticket deal in sports history.
Except for Singletary.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Once he's out, then Pete will go.
Get him out.
And Hackenberg. We need both those guys out.
Get him out.
When we come back here on the show, soundcheck, your best audio of the day. And if you didn't catch Yankees Kid at spring training yesterday, you are truly missing out in life. We will play this audio coming up for you next. If you were wondering what Mraz sounded like at 8, this is it.
Good value, big upside.
If he dies, he dies. Kill him.
Move the radio show over and
that's
run
right.
The next play.
Yeah, that's right.
On the ground over there.
Get the next DA in air.
Yeah.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
There's a brand new episode of Nomad out, including cameo appearance by one Sean Mraz. Remember I told you Super Bowl week we got to ride around to the Nutmobile? The Planters Nutmobile invited us out with Mr. Peanut driving the way. We took it out to the Varsity, the iconic Atlanta burger spot, burger joint that's been around for 90 years. And when we got there, Mr. Peanut became not only the center of attention, but also the dance-off winner. We could have never seen it coming. But in the middle of our chili dogs, what do you have, what do you have? In the middle of our onion rings, what do you have, what do you have? In the middle of our orange freezes, what do you have, what do you have? We had Mr. Peanut dabbing and dancing on the floor in the main room of the Varsity. We had the staff behind the counter singing, "Do the Mr. Peanut, do the Mr. Peanut, 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 peanut." And I laughed so hard, my sides hurt. I tweeted this out, posted on Facebook, and it's on YouTube. So find it any of those places. Just search my name and Nomad. It's the most recent episode. Mr. Peanut in a top hat, a cane, and a monocle, dabbing at the Varsity.
Yeah.
Do the Mr. Peanut. Do the Mr. Peanut. Peanut, 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 peanut. Whereas when I saw the smile on the faces of the manager and the wait staff and the cashier staff and the cook line watching Mr. Peanut dab, I had such joy course through my body.
It was phenomenal, but perhaps the best part that I'm sure goes untold was after we eat, when we go back for more at the front counter, and the manager basically had told us to stop coming up there to distract the employees, and you turned to me and pleasantly said, "Are they turning on the peanut?"
It felt like we had hit the point of no return there, because the staff couldn't get any work done. None whatsoever with Mr. Peanut there.
They wanted us out.
They're like, "Come on, we've got to serve other people here. Mr. Peanut is just too much of a distraction."
He became, hit him out.
He became the Antonio Brown of the Varsity that day. Had to cut bait. It's time for the best audio of the day. It is time for Soundcheck.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
John Tortorella is one of the most verbally free coaches, we'll say. He just shoots it straight. He calls it like he sees it. John Tortorella, a.k.a. Torts, has never met a microphone he didn't like and just says exactly what's on his mind. And so when talking about one of his players for the Blue Jackets, Artemi Panarin.
We'll get you again there in the playoffs, D.A.
Apparently Panarin, like Panera Bread, is going to be a free agent here.
He is the marquee NHL free agent this offseason.
Finnish is what I'm guessing?
I don't know that.
Artemi Panarin.
Yes, agent wants him to play in a big market.
So he might get traded before the deadline?
Blue Jackets are free-falling in a playoff spot, and there's worry they'll trade him because he's basically going to leave Columbus no matter what in the offseason.
And so he did not play last night, and so some people were speculating perhaps they're holding him out before the trade deadline to avoid potential injury to a trade piece. But that's not what Tortorella said. Tortorella said it's just because he's really sick. He's got the poops and the pukes.
I was told he's sick, not eating, puking. You want me to go into the whole tire tread as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He f***ed his pants. He was puking. He was doing everything.
Ah! Hey! Ooh. Don't press Tortorella on information like that because he will give it to you. Do you want the details? Fine, I'll tell you exactly what color it was. What do you want? How many flushes? What do you want here? I can go into that.
He f- his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything.
Ah, doing everything. Is there anything besides both of those things is what I want to know. What else is there? Doing everything. He's just doing everything. There's just liquid coming out of every orifice, basically. What can you say? Had a bad clam. I don't know what to tell you. Mraz, you must have loved this when Tortorella was the head coach of your New York Rangers.
I enjoyed it. I would always laugh, but you knew you were getting nothing out of it. Nothing. Tried to get Larry Brooks fired. He was the best.
Brooks is a longtime hockey reporter for the New York Post. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. He's puking. He's a waterfall on both ends. He can't leave the bathroom. What more do you want? You want more detail here? What's great is that hockey is basically sewn together by not giving information about any player. It's an upper body injury. Meantime, he's got an entire arm chopped off. Blood is spurting from his forehead. He's losing it by gallons. Upper body injury. I don't know. His kneecap has been rotated back to the back of his leg. Lower body injury. I don't know. Generally, we don't really give out much detail. But for John Tortorella, he will give you every last detail of his best player, one of his best players, puking his guts out.
He f***ed his pants. He was puking. He was doing everything.
If only we had Bilotti tell us this is why he's out after Royal Rumbles.
I was doing everything.
Number two.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So, Panarin is doing number two. Let's go to number two in the soundcheck clips, where yesterday at Yankee spring training, the news is announced by a cameraman to a bunch of fans waiting at spring training for a foul ball that Manny Machado had signed with the San Diego Padres. Note that some Yankee fans wanted Manny Machado to sign with the Bronx Bombers. But one young boy absolutely did not want Manny Machado.
Manny Machado just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres.
I don't want the Yankees!
Why not?
I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Bet. I don't want Donaldson. I don't want any of those guys. I mean, you can take any other guy in the league. I just don't want anybody. I mean, you're not going to take a guy you hate from another team.
Hey, Brad.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen. Should I take a Tom Brady and put him on the Miami Dolphins? It just doesn't happen.
This kid is amazing. And it should be noted, I believe, WFAN reached out to his representation after this rant yesterday, seeing if he could do some weekend shifts for them.
Doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
Actually, it's going to be JJ After Dark and the Yankee Kid coming up overnights on Saturdays.
Another kid will get shifts over me.
Doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
So there's so much to break down here. Number one, don't you love an eight-year-old that can name other players? I mean, I don't know. We all thought that baseball was dying amongst kids. He's like, it's not Josh Donaldson. It's not Mookie Betts. I don't want any of those guys.
I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson. I don't want any of those guys.
None of them.
Got news for you, kid. Mookie Betts wants to come to the Bronx. You're wearing his jersey.
Number two. In the middle of this eight-year-old kid's rant, some dopey father behind him was like, hey, Brett, as in Brett Gardner, throw me a baseball. Hey, Brett, can you sign this for me? Hey, Brett, baseball over here. This kid is pouring his heart out.
I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson. It just doesn't happen. I don't want anybody in the division.
Meantime, his dad's like, oh, Brett, can you throw me a ball? It's for my kid.
From another team.
Hey, Brett!
Hey, shut up, kid. Hey, quiet down, kid. I'm trying to get Brett Gardner's baseball over here, okay?
From another team!
Hey, Brett!
Hey, shut up, bro. Hey, kid, take a hike. Do your damn little WFAN rant somewhere else.
Oh.
Hey, George! Hey, George! Hey, George's chamber! Show me a ball over there. Hey, Brett, you got a ball?
Aaron George.
Shut up, kid. Okay, I don't want to hear about your AL East takes.
From another team.
Hey, Brett.
And then also, him going football on the back end.
It's like Tom Brady going to the Dolphins.
He didn't even use the New York reference, the Jets.
It just doesn't happen.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't happen.
What was that, Perez?
He's a Florida Yankee fan. He's more familiar with the Dolphins down there.
Could be right. I love everything about that rant, and this is what it would sound like if Merez was hosting the big show Sunday nights as an eight-year-old.
Doesn't happen!
Doesn't happen! Okay? I don't want Cal Ripken. I don't want Brady Anderson. I don't want Joe Carter. Don't take anybody in the division!
I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson. I don't want any.
It'd be like taking Vinny Testaverde and putting him on the Dolphins.
This doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
How could it?
Doesn't happen.
I don't want washed up Jim Kelly. It doesn't happen.
From another team.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Kevin Moss.
Doesn't happen.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Tartable. You got a ball over there? Hey, Tartable. Hey, I need your autograph. Shut up, kid. Okay? Shut up.
I want AC Feely. I so want Rob Johnson. It's like putting them on a chest. It doesn't happen.
Hey, Brad.
Doesn't happen.
All right. I don't want Mo Vaughn. It doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
I don't want washed up Fred McGriff. I don't want old Wade Boggs to the Rays. It doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
I didn't want Johnny Damon either, that I loved him.
I don't want Johnny Damon. I don't want Mo Vaughn. I don't want Spike Owen. It doesn't happen.
Quick, say Oil Cam Boyd.
I don't want Oil Cam Boyd.
Doesn't happen.
Get AJ Feely out of my face. It doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.